Let me say the dangerous thing first. A great deal of tonal music is more complicated on the surface than it is underneath. That does not mean it is simple. It means that surface richness and deep coherence are not the same thing. A melody may ornament, a harmony may detour, a texture may thicken, a form may expand. And yet, beneath all that activity, the piece may still be prolonging something surprisingly basic.
That is our subject. Not reduction for its own sake, not the idea that details do not matter, and certainly not the fantasy that one graph explains all beauty, but the discipline of hearing structure at more than one level.
Because one of the deepest questions in tonal music is this: what is essential and what is elaboration? That is the Schenkerian question. And whatever one thinks of Schenker as a historical figure, the listening problem itself is real. Earlier in the course, you learned that harmony creates orientation, that form creates large-scale shape, that motifs can persist through transformation, and that voice leading gives structure life from within. This lecture gathers all of that into a stricter claim.
It says that tonal music often has layers. At the surface, you hear melody, figuration, rhythm, texture, local contrast. Beneath that surface, you may hear a more stable line, a more basic harmonic motion, a more slowly unfolding structure.
That is what Schenkerian analysis tries to reveal.
The famous shorthand is severe, 1-5-1, or, more broadly, departure, prolongation, return. That sounds almost absurdly simple if you say it too quickly. But the point is not that every piece is really simple. The point is that great tonal pieces often derive their power from the tension between surface abundance and deep coherence. Today I want to give you 5 ideas: foreground, middle ground, background, prolongation, and structural line. These are the useful parts. The rest can wait.
A few terms. Foreground. The immediate musical surface. Melody, figuration, rhythm, texture, local gestures. This is what you hear first. Middle ground. An intermediate structural level in which local details are simplified into larger motions. Not the full surface, not the deepest background. Background, the deepest tonal framework of the piece. This is where Schenkerians hear the broadest harmonic and linear design. Prolongation, the extension or elaboration of a harmony across time. A piece may spend a long time on a tonic or dominant without sounding static, because the harmony is being unfolded through motion. Structural line, often called the fundamental line in Schenkerian language. A long-range descending line, typically from a scale degree, such as 3, 5 or 8, down to 1, heard across the whole piece.
You do not need dogma here. What matters is the listening idea. A piece may be governed by a slow, deep, melodic descent beneath all the surface activity.
Reduction. A simplification of the musical surface in order to reveal deeper structure. Useful when done intelligently. Deadening when done mechanically. Let us begin with the simplest distinction. A passage may sound busy. Fast notes, ornament, arpeggiation, inner motion everywhere. But busyness is not the same thing as harmonic instability. And decoration is not the same thing as structural change. Listen now to a passage of active surface writing. Do not ask only what is happening moment to moment. Ask something slower. What is all of this decorating? That is the basic Schenkerian instinct, not to dismiss the details, but to ask what level they belong to. A great deal of tonal music creates life by elaborating a more stable background than the ear first notices. This is one reason Bach matters so much here. His surfaces can be alive with motion, while the deeper voice leading remains astonishingly clear. Now, prolongation. This is one of the most useful ideas in the whole lecture. A harmony need not remain literally unchanged in order to remain structurally in force. A tonic can be prolonged. A dominant can be prolonged. The piece can move, decorate, sequence, and even seem to depart while still belonging to the orbit of a deeper harmonic function. Listen now. Do not ask whether the chords are changing. Of course they are. Ask instead whether the deeper function has really changed. That is prolongation. This is why tonal music can sustain long spans without becoming harmonically inert. It does not merely sit on a function, it unfolds it. Once you hear that, many pieces become more intelligible. What seemed like a succession of events begins to reveal a hierarchy. Not every chord is equal. Not every note is structural. Not every motion is a true departure. That is not reductionism. It is listening for levels. Now the most famous and most easily caricatured part of the theory. The structural line. Schenkerians often hear a whole tonal piece as governed by a very slow melodic descent toward the tonic. At first, this can sound ridiculous. A whole sonata reduced to a line? But hear the claim properly. The point is not that the piece is nothing but that line. The point is that many surface events may be understood as elaborations of a deeper linear tendency. Listen now to a lyrical or formally clear passage. Do not follow every note. Ask whether a broader descending tendency seems to govern the whole span. That is the useful form of the idea. You are not erasing the melody. You are listening beneath it for the line that gives the melody long-range direction. This is one reason Schenkerian hearing can be so illuminating in Mozart and Beethoven. The surface may be energetic, witty, dramatic, full of contrast, but the deep line often remains remarkably controlled. Now connect this to form. Earlier in the course, form was the architecture of return, contrast, development and transformation. Schenkerian hearing does not replace that. It asks what makes the architecture cohere tonally underneath. A sonata form movement does not merely present themes, develop them and bring them back. It also often enacts a deep harmonic and linear journey. Tonic established, dominant tension expanded, tonic regained. Listen now to a first movement passage you already know in formal terms. Do not ask only where the second theme or development begins. Ask what large harmonic motion is being prolonged across the span. that is where Shankar can be genuinely clarifying. He reminds us that form is not only thematic or sectional, it is also tonal. The recapitulation does not feel right merely because earlier material returns. It feels right because a deeper tonal order has come back into alignment. Now, a necessary honesty. Shankarian analysis is powerful. It can also become doctrinaire. Used well, it teaches you to hear hierarchy, coherence, long-range line, and the difference between essential and ornamental events. Used badly, it flattens music into a single approved template and treats anything difficult or anomalous as a problem to be explained away. That is the wrong spirit. Listen now to a richer or more chromatic passage. Ask not whether it can be forced into a diagram. Ask whether hearing levels of structure helps you hear it more intelligently. That is the standard. A theory should sharpen hearing. If it makes the music smaller, it is being misused. If it helps you hear long-range coherence without denying local complexity, then it is doing its job. So, what is Shankarian analysis in the form most worth keeping? It is the discipline of hearing tonal music at multiple structural levels. The foreground gives you event. The middle ground gives you larger motion. The background gives you deep coherence. Prolongation explains how harmony can last through motion. The structural line suggests that a whole piece may be governed by a slow melodic descent beneath the surface. That is why this lecture belongs at the end of the batch. It gathers harmony, voice leading, form and listening into one severe question. What is really holding the piece together? This lecture reaches backward almost everywhere. To basic harmony, to chromaticism, to voice leading, to form, to motifs, and even to tuning and temperament. Because tonal coherence depends on a world in which key relations are structurally meaningful. It also changes how you hear Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, and Brahms. After this, surface brilliance should feel less self-sufficient. The deeper question becomes, what long-range line or harmonic prolongation is making all this possible? And that is one of the last major listening thresholds in track zero. Check yourself. I am going to play three short excerpts. For each one, do not ask for the full analysis. Ask a simpler question. Is this passage decorating a stable harmony, prolonging a larger function, or articulating a genuinely structural arrival? If one excerpt sounded active on the surface but stable underneath, you were likely hearing prolongation. If one excerpt felt like a real tonal goal rather than just another local event, you may have been hearing structural arrival. If one passage seemed to reveal a broader line beneath the figuration, Shankarian hearing was beginning to do its work. That is enough for now. The point is not to become a graph maker overnight. It is to learn that not all notes carry equal structural weight. Before next time, Listen to one Bach prelude, one Mozart first movement, and one Beethoven slow movement.
In each case, ask three questions. What seems merely decorative? What seems to belong to a larger prolongation? And where does the music finally sound structurally at rest?
If those questions begin to feel natural, then Schenkerian analysis has stopped being a theory label and become a listening discipline.